Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hoag says...
Adam Hoag, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hoag. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hoag and Johns Podcast.
This is a losing culture, and Ben Johnson has his hands full in trying to flip it and turning a blind eye to that culture and all the problems that not only existed last year, but quite frankly have existed since you and I started covering this team. That's not how you fix it.
Adam Hoag.
Adam Hoagie or Hoag, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Let's go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, as you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers. We see Adam Hoag. Adam Hoag, CHGO Bears, of course, coverage, and also of the Hoag and Johns podcast. Good to see you on this Friday, Adam.
You too, guys. Bears desperately need a win this weekend, and it's not going to be easy.
Well, do you think it's likely, though, when the Cowboys have given up, I don't know, about a billion yards in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, but the Bears have given up a billion and one. that's what makes this game so hard to predict, because when you got two defenses like this that you just don't feel like you can count on, it makes it hard to really have an idea how this is going to play out. And I think the thing that scares me and has me leaning towards the Cowboys right now is what this Cowboys offense has been. You know, it was pretty controversial for them to hire Brian Schottenheimer. And, you know, he was the OC the last couple of years under Mike McCarthy, but McCarthy was calling the plays. So you not only were promoting from within, but you knew there was going to be some offensive change. Now you're hiring a new defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, and I don't know that his scheme particularly fits some of these players that they have down there, and so I think they're struggling there. But offensively, Dak looks great. They're number 7 overall in the league right now in EPA through 2 weeks, and what people might not realize is Javonte Williams, and nobody had this as a prediction before the season, but he's been the number 1 running back in EPA the first couple weeks of the season. They've been running the ball at will, and it's looked really good, and that's concerning to me when I see what this defense has been giving up for the Bears the first 2 games.
Adam, I know you're not the only one concerned, because you just brought up those 3 letters that I was told by one head coacher the most important outcome, even more important than turnover margin, that is EPA. I look at that, and I look at Dak Prescott as the much more experienced quarterback, someone who's been doing this for a long time, and the margin of error for Ben Johnson, as great a play caller as he is, the margin of error seems to be so slim unless they can get a running game going to control this game that I don't know how you could pick the Bears.
Yeah, and you know, I thought Adam Johns did a good job this week of taking a look in one of his written pieces on our website at allchgo.com about, you know, going back to what Ben said about that EPA, specifically in the drop back game, throwing the ball, and how that's a huge indicator of success these days, even more than turnover margin. And you know, his point was it's still not where it needs to be. They've kind of, if I remember right off the top of my head, I think they've risen into the teens in that category. Now, my brain immediately went to, hey, that's actually progress. So, mm-hmm. It's not where it needs to be, but I do feel like it's moving in the right direction. I feel like Caleb Williams moved in the right direction last week. I came away watching that offensive film, which I waited to do until Tuesday because the defense was so bad that Monday required the attention of the defense. By the time I got around to Caleb's game, I thought he looked pretty good last week in Detroit, looked calm, comfortable, feet, everything lined up. And now they got to continue that this week. But it's really that running game that has been pulling this Bears offense back, in my opinion. I think the numbers show that, you know, the Bears success rate, which is just simply measures, you know, how often are you running a successful play? They're 31st in the league through 2 weeks. And I was kind of surprised to see that because it's like, well, they do seem to be making some progress, but just goes to show you there's a lot of work to still be done here. I do think that this opportunity this week against this Cowboys defense, which has really struggled, they don't have a great pass rush, even though they signed Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah. He's never really been that, you know, elite pass rusher. He's not going to replace Michael Parsons by any means. So I just don't know if the Bears are going to be able to run the ball consistently, and that's why I wonder if we're going to see some changes. I wonder if Mnungi gets more carries this week. I didn't think Swift looked particularly great in pass protection last week. He's dealing with a quad injury, so why not mix things up a little bit more, see if you can get more out of the running game, because you just got to have it. It's putting too much pressure on Caleb Williams to have a bad defense and a poor running game.
Yeah, it just goes against everything that Ben Johnson wants to do. And not everything is going to be exactly the way it was in Detroit, but he definitely would like to take that aspect. I do worry, too, about some of these Dallas defenders waking up, too, because similar to the Bears, there are names on that defense. You know, you mentioned Jadeveon Clowney, Kenny Clark, Osu Odighizuwa, really good. Dante Fowler. I mean, these are all veteran players who at any time could wake up, like the Bears defense as well, which has been hibernating. So maybe comment on that, Hogue. And to your point about the running game, I mean, are we going to get to the point where Ben Johnson is going to be even more creative with more jet sweeps, with maybe DJ Moore running the ball more? And I know it almost sounds desperate, but you're so right. They've got to get that thing back on.
Well, how dare you not mention the sand god, Jack Sanborn?
Oh, the Sandman.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, you know,
Reddy Stewart.
Reddy Stewart.
Reddy Stewart's done a nice job filling in for Deron Bland.
He's the only one. So,
yeah. We liked Reddy Stewart, so good for him. You know, Sanborn's kind of playing a little bit out of position, though. They're asking him to be way more than he had to be for the Bears. Is that Sam backer who is only in on base down? So, you know, I think that just he's not playing poorly, but he's a little bit, when you're asking him to run a little bit more and cover the middle of the field, I think that's a tougher task for him. So maybe Ben Johnson can come up with some answers there. You know, DeAndre Swift has actually had, I don't have the number in front of me right now, but his yards before contact is actually like 2.3 something, I think. And that's an indication that he's the line is keeping guys. It's not like he's getting hit in the backfield. So the point there is, it's an indication they should be getting more out of the running game when he's getting the carry. Is he not hitting the right gap? Is he not following, you know, the running lanes? I don't know for sure, but if you're a coach and you see that number and you're watching the tape and you feel that number, to me it's another indication that, hey, we got to try something different. Maybe that is DJ Moore. Maybe that is more for Kyle Mnungi, who maybe you can trust him to hit the A-gap a little bit harder and pick up the 5 or 6 yards that's there, because that's still a good, successful run play. I think this game is going to tell us a lot about some of these little issues that persist offensively, even though I think we are seeing some progress in the passing game. And the one thing, to not just like keep this all negative – Roma Dunze's development here is an enormous story. What he's done the first two games shouldn't be glossed over. This is the type of production that you want from a guy that you drafted in the top 10, and he's doing it. He's delivering it, and he's still got some more opportunities to improve because he had a couple drops last week on top of it. So let's not minimize that. Caleb the Rome, it's what everybody signed up for. It's what Ryan Poles signed up for when he drafted those two guys together, and as much as it hurts to see this team 0-2 and struggling in a lot of different areas, big picture-wise for the future, that's a huge development.
This segment with Adam Hogue is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Adam, I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like when I think about what Roma Dunze was able to do at Washington especially, like the connection that he had with Michael Penix was incredible. Like you could see the timing play out there. You could see Penix throw balls where I feel like only Rome could catch them. And he was so good in traffic too. His athleticism, of course, against lesser secondaries against him really shined. I do feel like you're seeing some of that echo in the spots that Caleb Williams is putting Roma Dunze in when he throws him the ball. I feel like he's not afraid to throw him a ball in traffic. He's not afraid to go to him in double and even sometimes triple coverage. Is it bold? Yes. Is it always the best choice? Maybe, maybe not. But I feel like that is something that plays to his strength and really what you saw him do well in college.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a good observation, Layla. I mean, I was a huge fan of Rome's coming out. Saw him play a bunch that season. You know, it's because Washington was all over our TVs with how well they were playing and the run that they made. You know, he is not going to be the most sudden wide receiver or the fastest guy that's just running these incredible routes that's going to dust the defenders. That's not necessarily his game, but he's more of that savvy route runner. I always go back to a compliment that Keenan Allen gave him early last year. It might have even been before the regular season even started, where, you know, he said that Rome was already ahead of where Keenan, you know, potential Hall of Famer, was at, you know, when he was a rookie, when he was young, that Rome was already ahead of him in terms of the little intricacies that go into route running and how to set up a defender and how to, you know, which step to jab right here so that you go the other direction, like whatever it is that goes into the route running at the NFL level. And some guys just never master it. Some guys are just so fast or so explosive or so sudden that they just feel like, I don't need to worry about all this stuff, and they just sort of freelance. Well, what I think Rome's strengths are is he really is dialed in all that stuff, and he's so technically sound too when the ball's in the air. His ball tracking is elite. And the way that he's able to put his hands up late or sometimes not at all to really play mind games with the cornerback for them to not even realize the ball is in the air coming that way. That's the stuff that Rome is so good at. And that's not to say he's not fast. That's not to say he's not sudden. He's just not the most sudden or fast at his position. He's still got plenty of those traits, though, to go along with all those technical things. The sky's the limit for him. He can really be one of the best wide receivers in the league.
Rome's been the best story, in my opinion, of this season so far, which isn't saying much because, you know, the Bears are 0-2. But Adam, speaking of pass catchers, I was told there would be tight ends. Nine targets between Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland. I know Ben Johnson said it's going to be addressed this week. What do you expect?
Well, and meanwhile, the Bears have been running the 12 personnel like we predicted a ton. I think they're fourth in the league in using 12 personnel through 2 weeks. So it's not like they're not out there. And I don't know that the tape shows that it's not like they're not open. I think it's a matter of calling the plays, dialing up their number, whether it's Caleb looking that way. The numbers are alarming right now for Caleb Williams when he's not throwing to Roma Dunze. And what's interesting about that to me is that sort of what we're already talking about, the throws to Rome have been some of the harder throws. The throws that you should be getting to DJ Moore, those should be closer to the line of scrimmage. They should be shorter. They should be easier. Same thing to the tight ends. Use them as a safety valve. Hit them in the flat or on shallow crossers. You know, the type of throws that theoretically should be easier to make. And so far, the Bears haven't gotten enough out of that. I do think that Ben Johnson's done a great job this week of taking accountability for that on his, on, you know, for, in terms of his own play calling and dialing some of that up. So we'll see if Colson Loveland has a little bit of a coming out party this week, because I think especially when you consider how much the Cowboys typically will sit back in a too high safety shell, not necessarily blitz a lot. Against these zone looks, these tight ends should be able to find openings. And I think that's actually one of Cole Kmet's strengths too, is knowing when to sit down in those open spots. And then it's on the quarterback and the tight end to be on the same page there. Because I think 2 weeks ago on one of those third or fourth downs, it just didn't seem like Cole and Caleb were on the same page in terms of whether or not he was sitting down in the route against zone or continuing to go against man.
Yeah, no doubt. And our friend and frequent visitor, I know, to the Hogan Johns podcast, Kevin Fishbane, did a really good breakdown in The Athletic about that. So, and we're having Fishy Business on a little bit later, so we'll continue the conversation with him here on the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show on The Score, talking to Adam Hogg of that was awesome. Adam Hogg of CHGO and the aforementioned...
Dump him.
Okay. I thought you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't. It just came out like that. What did you think, Adam, of Declan Doyle, the Bears' offensive coordinator, saying that the Bears consider, and who knows, maybe have scripted more than one time throughout a game? And we had Tim Jenkins on, who said that they ran some of the same plays, which he said is incredibly rare. What did you think about that?
I got totally distracted by you slowly turning into Grobber in front of us.
Wow.
It's happening. Adam it's Hogg. Been happening for a couple of years.
A lot of people think his name is Hogg. It's H-O-G, Hogg.
How do you spell Eagles?
By the way, I do love to tell the story, because Adam has told the story that the reason Grobber called him Hogg is because one of the producers, Adam Harris, at the time, wrote that, right? He wrote that down. He typed that in for Grobber to see when you came on. He said H-O, or he was giving credit to you for whatever contribution you made to the show that day. So it was written for, if you put it on the teleprompter, Grobber's going to read it, right, Hogg? Isn't that what happened?
Yes, well, but then I think maybe the first time it was a mistake, but then so then when I would come on, he would purposely spell my name wrong, like in the guest line on your guys' call screener. So that one time it came Hodge, Hoagie. It came out a few different
Adam
ways.
Adam Hogg says.
That sounds very Adam.
Now I totally forgot the question on the scripted stuff.
Yeah. Like he talked yesterday about how that they do consider scripting more than once in a game. And the question was in the name of the Bears failing 2 weeks in a row in the third quarter on the first drive, going three and out in both cases.
Yeah. Now, so this comes back to, I think the good play callers have, you have your script, right? Your opening script, but you also have your sort of bread and butter plays that you know you can kind of always go back to. And one of the hallmarks, I think, of Ben Johnson and some of the other good play callers in the league is they're able to run the same play multiple times in a game but have it look different, right? It goes back to what he said at his introductory press conference, make different things look the same things look different. But to be able to do that, you have to be able to trust your players to be able to execute those things. So I think you're starting to see that. I know I saw some Twitter exchange this week where there was a little bit of controversy. That might have been Tim Jenkins. Yeah, now that I think about it. Where he brought up, you know, they kept running this one play. But I think as long as you're dressing it up differently, you know, you have faith in that play, it can be okay at times. It's easy then to come back and be like, hey, they kept running this and it wasn't working, to be critical of it. And I think that that's fair at that point. But I do think there is something to be said. You're not going to have a full script to start the third quarter, but you got to have a plan of at least five or six things that you know you can go to, because it's those two drives so far this season have been crucial, and the Bears have screwed them up both times. And but regardless of what plays you're scripting up, you can't have the running back false start.
No.
On the first play coming out of halftime. It's hard to do anything as a play caller when you start first and 15 because the running back of all people is false starting.
That's Adam Hogue. Our segment with him is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric for all the right reasons. Call 866-4-SEASONS. Adam, thanks for the time. We look forward to your thoughts after the game as well on the Hogue and Johns podcast.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Bye, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. We will keep it going with our weekend in wagertainment. There is a massive game in the Big Ten coming up. We will talk about it with Joe Ostrowski and whether or not that over on the Bears and Cowboys game is really worth a look as the line keeps moving. And more. Joe O. next on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Adam Hogue says,
"We are Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. We're live from Chicago, talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device through the Odyssey app, AUDACY, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score. We're live and we're local. 670 The Score, always live on the free Odyssey app."
This segment is brought to you by Robert Half. At Robert Half, they found that 67% of companies want to increase contract talent. That's why the recruiter's expertise and award-winning AI work quickly to find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time
today.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
We love talking to Joe Ostrowski. Joe, of course, is the host of BetMGM Game Day. That gets you ready for your NFL Sunday. That is Sundays 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. He's also on Bet Sweats weekdays starting at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network. And Joe, I know we open up typically with what's going on in college football. I feel like this weekend there is a lot. You know, 22 Auburn taking on 11th ranked Oklahoma. There's the Michigan and Nebraska game. Nebraska's 3-0. Michigan is 2-1. That one looks really good. And then, of course, there's the big one at night on Sunday. Number 9, Illini, taking on number 19, Indiana. That one at Indiana. Is there anything that stands out to you about any of these games, especially the one I just mentioned?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly a few things. Happy Football Friday, everyone. Illinois, Indiana is standing out because the Illinois side is very popular. And I'll tell you, in my line of work, when you see the public coming in heavy on an underdog, you want to run the other way. And that's what's happening in this game. They are betting Illinois. They cannot stop betting Illinois. And then here's another warning sign. The point spread keeps going up in favor of Indiana. So make that of what you will. It seems like the sharper money is backing Indiana. They are favored by 6.5 at a lot of spots now against Illinois. So we shall see. Those teams probably pretty closer to even though the rankings would disagree. But Indiana, a pretty big favorite in that game. That's a bit surprising. Notre Dame-Purdue, that number is 25.5. Notre Dame still looking for their first win of the year. Interesting that last year they make the playoff. They have a terrible loss with NIU, but they have two close losses against really good teams, Notre Dame does, and now it feels like they have to win out. They have to rattle off 10 straight wins if they want to return to the playoff. That's a fascinating look. They're finally betting Miami. That Miami-Florida line goes from 7.5 yesterday to 9.5 today. That stands out. And Oklahoma-Auburn one. Yeah, I also believe that that's a fascinating one because the Sooners have basically a bye next week in Kent State, and they could be off to a 5-0 start. And the talk is going on as far as the Heisman Trophy. It is no longer Arch. It was all Arch in the offseason. He's had an awful start. But we're talking about Miami quarterback and the Oklahoma quarterback. Those are your two favorites for the Heisman. So this weekend will be interesting, Leila.
You mentioned the Illinois-Indiana game. I'm fascinated by that. Obviously, proximity rules, but also, is home field advantage not what it once was in college? Am I missing something here?
Well, I mean, they're suggesting that it is something as far as this game goes. I do think it's a very different conversation, NFL versus college. Definitely that is the case in the NFL. Outside of a few spots like Arrowhead or maybe Buffalo last night for people that watch that game, there are some places where it is still somewhat significant, where it's maybe 2.5, not quite 3 points anymore. But a lot of spots, it doesn't mean a lot in the NFL. In college football, it does mean a lot more home field advantage. And you see it on a week-to-week basis, depending on what fan base you're visiting. So not a lot of chatter in the betting world about college home field not meaning as much. But it doesn't mean that much in the NFL anymore.
Hey, we have some breaking news here, Joe, that you can speak to. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This information coming out of Washington. Ian Rappaport is reporting that Commanders coach Dan Quinn says the team will start Marcus Mariota on Sunday, and Jaden Daniels was limited. So that news coming for what is coming up for the Commanders, and coming off of a Thursday night loss to the Packers the week before, that's not good. They host the Raiders at noon.
Backup quarterbacks, big story this week. So Mariota's in. We're waiting on San Francisco. Is it going to be Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? We know Fields is out. Tyrod is in for the Jets. You got McCarthy out. Wentz in for the Vikings. Browning in for Burrow. So that Minnesota-Cincinnati game, a matchup of backup quarterbacks. So, yeah, that's a big one for this weekend. It didn't sound like Daniels was going to be able to go in that one. That's a game I'm really not interested in. As far as the Jets, because I threw that one out there with a backup quarterback, I don't think there's that much of a difference with Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields. Like, there is a lot of scenarios here. Mac Jones did really good last week in that San Francisco offense. So if he ends up starting, I think they're going to be all right. Browning, he had a couple of picks when he came in for Burrow. Like, that one is tougher. And I know Bears fans interested in what Minnesota does. That Minnesota injury report is brutal. You already got Van Ginkel. You've got Harrison Smith. They've been limited in practice this week. Offensive line issues. And the Vikings are favored by 3. I don't know how you get there. You still have Jamar Chase on the other side. So that's going to be big for the NFC North for sure.
Okay, let's talk about it, Joe. The Cowboys favored by 1.5 at Soldier Field. How should we feel about this? What should we do with this?
I will say history suggests that you want to bet on 0-2 teams. That's against the spread. Here's the problem. The Bears aren't really getting any points. If you're going to take the Bears, you're basically saying that they're going to win the game because Dallas is favored by 1 point. So it's a coin flip situation. So normally when you have an 0-2 team, everybody's against them. Oh, they're going to be awful. And then you get value on the other side. That's not really happening here with this Bears game since it's pick 'em. The most popular bet of any total on this NFL card is Bears Cowboys over. That is the most popular bet, and you certainly understand why. All these injuries in the secondary on both sides. Don't forget, Deron Bland, he has not been practicing this week either for the Cowboys. Add that to Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon. Like, you look at it and say, how are there going to be stops in this game? If there are any stops on the Bears' side, well, Aubrey can just kick an 80-yard field goal. I mean, that dude is an unbelievable weapon.
Is that
a prop that's possible? Like, is there a what yardage of field goal do you think Aubrey can kick? Because that's a fair question.
They always have on every kicker, they set an over under on field goals made, kicking points. So if it's all extra points, you're only racking up one at a time, and obviously a field goal for three. So it's juiced heavily. Field goals made for Aubrey is at 1.5, and total kicking points is at 8.5.
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to get marked for this by Tanny, and I know it, but it's the job. I was talking about length.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do not see that.
It matters. Yeah.
I tried to say it in the most unmarkable way possible.
Layla length.
Right. No, I don't see that on the card, but they should put that out there.
That's what they say sometimes about length. Hard to see.
Hey, Joe, what is...
I'm sorry.
Hey, while we're being ridiculous.
They don't say it to you, Marshall.
No. You know what they say, right? While we're being ridiculous here, Joe, what is your opinion of me picking the Bears last week when the Bears were up or down 14-7, putting $40 on the Bears to win that game? What's your opinion of me?
Tell them the number you got when you did that.
Oh, it was like 200 bucks. I think I was gonna get.
Yeah, it was like +500, Joe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he speaks the language way better than I do. Yeah, exactly. What's your opinion of me for doing that?
I can't sit here and rip on you. I can't. I mean, I said I thought the Bears were going to hang in that game.
Okay. Joe,
I'm the idiot.
To be fair,
I'm
the one who talked him into doing it. But when I did, I told him I did it, but I put $5 down. Yeah. I didn't know he was pulling big boy money over here.
Yeah, I didn't do it right. Yeah. Joe, you did say.
I was trying to have enough money to buy everybody Starbucks. That's what I was trying to do. But he's over here trying to buy everybody a full 3-course meal.
Yeah, and then Marshall made enough money to buy everybody hoodies.
That's right.
I did make some money. I have made a lot of money in sports gambling over the last 2 months.
Oh, look at you.
Did you?
Yeah.
FanDuel, baby.
Oregon last week. Northwestern Conference.
I don't do the college game because if I do the college game, I will get wrapped up in the college game. I wanted to take Mississippi State money line over Arizona State. That is my alma mater. I said, if I do this, it's a gateway drug. I'm not doing it. I didn't win because I didn't bet, but also I'm not losing anything in college.
Here's my thing on the Bears-Cowboys total that everybody seems to be betting. It's at 50.5 now. 50.5.
Oh, we're up a half a point.
That's up from 49.5 earlier this week, right?
Yeah, I saw it go to 51 at some spots, too. I think it'll start to go back up. I think we'll get to 51 by the time we get to Sunday. You need the Bears to score a lot of points to get the over two, probably, right? Unless it's a blowout like last week. I just don't know if the Bears are going to do their part. The Cowboys team total is 24.5. I would rather look at that if you're going to play a total in any point in this game.
Who's taking the under on 24.5 for the Cowboys?
I personally can't take the under on that, and I deal with this in my life, you know, the Cowboys. So I feel like, come on, the Bears are given 2 quarterbacks NFC Player of the Week already.
I know. You know, Layla, what does Dak do against bad teams? They roast him. CeeDee Lamb. His number is 79.5 receiving yards. I was shocked. He's got 24 targets, 2 100-yard games, and against this secondary, it's 79.5 yards.
That is crazy.
I think it has something to do with the weather. There's rain in the forecast.
Yeah, it's fine. Defenders will be slipping. I mean, it could hurt the defense.
It's going to be raining points.
The first thing you assume is defenders are going to fall down. Yeah. This segment with Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Yeah, the first thing you think of is not necessarily that there are going to be fewer points scored. It's that there's a defensive failure.
Hey, Joe, yep. Before we get you out of here, I do want to switch gears to baseball because it is playoff time. Basically, and this is that time you could jump on somebody maybe early before the playoffs actually start. Is there a team that you like right now from an odds standpoint? And by the way, I'm still waiting on Cal Raleigh to win this American League MVP because, yes, we'll all be eating good if that happens.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Write that down, Robbie. Write that down.
Everybody. Yeah. Okay. Did you do the Cade Horton, by the way?
I did not do that. I was too late. I felt like I was too late.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. He's a -325 favorite for NL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I saw it at plus like 150 way back in the day. Didn't do it, and now I regret.
Okay, so I'm always looking for a super long shot. Like maybe right now, is there going to be some change in the standings where someone gets knocked out and maybe a team can get in there? Right now, the Cubs are 15-1 for the World Series. That makes them the eighth favorite. They are 7-1 for the National League. So I'm looking way down the board. Can a team get in there? Oh, I would love to see the Mets fall out. They won last night, but they have a 2-game lead, and it is the Mets. So I think there is a chance. So at this point, if you were to – I'm talking super small bet. If you were to do something with a super long shot who is outside the playoff picture right now, like, oh, I don't know, Arizona.
Already put money on them.
They're 400 to 1. They're 400-1 right now for the World Series. Like, they're 2 games back. They have a very tough schedule the rest of the way, but they can do it. We've seen them do it in the past. So, I mean, we're talking about a few bucks at 400-1. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. I'd love to see the Mets out anyways.
Joe Ostrowski, thank you for putting up with all of us on this segment.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. That was Joe Ostrowski, he, of course, of BetMGM Network. And like we said, on Sundays from 7 to 9 a.m., he gets you ready for the big Sunday slate. That's right here on 670 The Score. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Mark Rohde, it is halftime. There's been a bizarre recall that is really going to affect a lot of people. So I think that we need to make note of it and let people know next. And also, I'm telling you this for your health as well. And then additionally, I don't know if we have time to load in the audio, but there's been a lot of Cardi B, Stefon Diggs discussion today. So maybe we take a look at the tape or what we know to be the case next.
Meet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's nap time.
That it is. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We began our first hour talking about the responses from people to Ben Johnson calling out his team's practice habits, and then B, the discussion surrounding the Bears. Grady Jarrett, new to Chicago, but not new to the NFL, of course, had a lot of good points that I think required some discussion, because we like Grady, but these are tough times. We also talked to Adam Hoge, that was at 11, and Joe Ostrowski helping us out and also putting up with us at 11:25 from a wagertainment standpoint.
It's nap time.
Okay, this is important. Costco warns of shattering Prosecco bottles in recall notice. What? I know there are some of y'all out there, especially if you listen to this show. You shop at Costco, and maybe you get some wine at Costco. And Costco has very good deals on wine, Prosecco, the like, champagne, etc. And apparently they are issuing a recall for its Kirkland Signature Prosecco Valdobbia Denny, saying unopened bottles of wine could just shatter without being touched. Like, it's just sitting there and it just goes boom.
Spontaneous shattering?
Explodes. And, like, glass shards everywhere and it's a projectile.
It's a
like,
bomb.
I wasn't just saying this because I just think a lot of people need to know about this one.
Boom goes the dynamite.
And not in a good way.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Costco over by Midtown Athletic Club, and that thing is hopping. And they sell a lot of bottles of wine in there. And the last thing I want is for anybody to get hurt by this. And maybe I've bought a bottle of Prosecco or two at Costco when my friend took me, because I don't have a membership, because my apartment is the size of a postage stamp and I don't really have room for those things. But the wine discounts are excellent. So point being, if you've gotten this wine at Costco, this Prosecco, look alive and throw it away, because this is terrifying to people. In fact, customers were told not even to return the item to a store, but instead to present the recall letter in a store to receive a refund. Because, like, what if you take it in your car and it's like, boom? And you think it might not happen, but when they issue a recall like this, there's a good chance it's going to happen.
So my initial question was going to be like, oh, like the Kirkland brand? But you already explained it is the Kirkland brand. But that made me pop into my head this other thing.
Well, this is, Kirkland Signature Prosecco Valdobbia Denny. I'm probably not saying that right. I'm sorry, people who speak Italian. I'm trying.
No, you're good. Did you hear about the Kirkland Dunk? As in Kirkland and Nike are doing a collab and they're going to have dunks at Costco?
I got to see these.
I haven't pulled up on my screen right now, but they have like the little Kirkland tag on them, but they're Nike dunks.
And they're gray flannel.
Nice.
Yes. It's very suburban, but it's very, they haven't arrived yet, but they're going to be $135 a pop, and they will sell out quickly.
I need people to update me on those. Jake Hassan over at BetQL, BetMGM, good chance he buys them, because he runs around in that Kirkland sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
He does love him some Costco. I know my people, okay?
As does my mom.
I know our crew, so I just need you guys to be aware about this at the Costco.
Thank you.
Are you a Costco guy?
Not really. I'm not a big I know a lot of Costco people, but I have not gotten into that sort of lifestyle yet. But I am thinking about, like, what would be the worst thing, maybe even in this city, that there could be a recall on, that people would not be able to use anymore, and it keeps going.
Jardinera?
Jardinera would be one. You know what I keep thinking?
Jardinera
would be a problem. Weed, quite frankly. If the weed in this city was recalled, it would be a huge problem, because
depends on the strand, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, because the doors have been open for the weed in this city for a long time, but we walk these streets right around here. All of us do. State Street and Michigan Avenue.
Some people are smoking some questionable stuff.
The vapes are very active.
Oh, the everything is very active. The wafting of marijuana in this city, ladies and gentlemen, is heavy duty. And this comes from a person who's going to Riot Fest this weekend. But I just thought about that for some. The last time I said something about that, the phones lit up. When we made a joke on the Saturday Suckage show that there was a big like hundreds and hundreds of pounds of weed had been taken over, and I said that the city is out of weed, the phones lit up like it was a Bears Monday. Like
Steve Rosenblum calls that show the Wake and Bake Club.
That's where it was born. I mean, it was born that day when I said the city is out of weed, and we had people calling us that had never called us before. We're like, is that Grody guy serious about the weed? Is that really what's going on?
Why are you scaring people?
Shaggy Grody over here.
I was going to say, how do you say?
I'm ready to get a dispensary license.
It raised a show. I mean, it spawned a show. That comment right there.
I'm definitely ready to find my way into a dispensary license and open up a shop called Secondhand Smoke.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I'm ready to do it
for the pun.
I'm writing that down.
It's hard.
Yeah, write that down.
It's hard.
Wait, we all go into business here?
That's not my area. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't judge, but it's just, I judge myself, kind of.
She's an individual entrepreneur. She's not a... She doesn't want to be involved with
it. No, Linda just drinks that wine. She drinks a lot of wine.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm more concerned about my girls and my Costco peoples with the wine purchases. Coming up next is, I'm not going to the break. I'm just saying coming up next on Halftime is the, first of all, Cardi B had to testify regarding a trial a couple weeks ago, and that's when people realized she is pregnant again. So then we come to find out, whose baby is it? Well, Cardi B tells everybody it's Stephon Diggs and her. So much so to where on the ESPN headlines...
Did you say and her or in her?
And her.
Okay, wow, Layla. Sure. Man, with the length earlier and stuff. Man, I'm uncomfortable today.
I was talking about field goals.
Oh!
So much so that ESPN on their headlines had a little heart emoji. It was like a little heart emoji.
On the ticker?
On the website. And it said Cardi B and Stephon Diggs expecting a baby. And I was like, oh, that's adorable.
Yes, man.
Like, I love the little use of the heart emoji. That's one of the two emojis we can see on our text line, that and the baseball one. I don't know why those are the two, but they are.
So weird.
So this is the fourth child for Cardi B and the first for Stephon Diggs, but there seems to be some discussion on the Stephon Diggs side because obviously he's available in the locker room to talk about these things, and there has I think there's been some debate on Stephon's side as to how much he wants to talk about it.
Stephon, the baby rooms, the baby rooms. Who is that? You? Oh, my personal life.
Yeah.
I told you about that. I won't talk too much about my personal life, but I heard about it.
Any celebrations that we'll see in the?
We'll see.
Well, I know one celebration. We'll see if it happens. That man went on social media, even though he's not talking about it on the record. Social media is on the record, right? When you from a
are
verified
you
account.
Facebook official was the first like to find the relationship people knew about these days.
This man went under Cardi B's post or whatever, and is like, "Team baby boy."
They're very proud.
That's very
they
official.
Should be.
Okay, so this also reminded apparently the entire internet of a viral video from 6 years ago, where Vikings players were asked which player would they least want to date their sister.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
What the hell? Diggs.
Why Diggs?
Man, no. We're going to leave it like that. No.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
He's crazy.
Wow. Those were not endorsements.
There were many Vikings who said it.
That was just the best of.
Ohio Street contact high is a thing. Yeah, that's true.
That's where I've smelled the most.
Also,
yes.
I'm going to give Stephon the benefit of doubt. That was years ago. Maybe he has matured into a person that now those former teammates believe could date their sister.
No.
All right, Craig Council has chimed in. We have five on it next. We will talk more Bears and really some topics that I think are pretty valid to our discussion. And I mentioned this earlier. Who's really in the past between these two teams meeting on Sunday? The answer might surprise you. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.